cars, circuitry, and communications technologies are among South Korea's biggest exports. But the country's cultural offerings are the focus of an exhibition opening at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston this Sunday. WBUR's Solon Kelleher got a preview of the show and spoke with a K-pop superfan.
In the museum's gallery, a music video plays on a massive floor-to-ceiling display. The cinematography is hyper and energized. Spotlights on the ground in front of it beckon those who have dreamt of taking center stage at a K-pop concert. Enter Dawn Baker. Her eyes light up and she tosses her hands in the air as she walks into the room.
I tried to get my kid into BTS, but he's like, eh. But then he kind of grew out of it, but I haven't.
Baker is part of a Facebook group called BTS Army New England, a fan page for the South Korean pop group. She traveled from New Hampshire to visit Hallyu, the Korean wave at the MFA, drawn by a love of BTS.
BTS is not only good for the youth, but they're also good for anybody to love themselves. And moms typically, generally don't put themselves first. They've really helped me love myself so that I'm a better parent, I'm a better spouse.
They've also helped Baker gain perspective as she undergoes cancer treatment. She sees them as a source of joy and inspiration, and she's not alone. South Korea's music, movies, fashion, and technology have found fans across the globe. The exhibition has costumes from Netflix's international sensation Squid Game. There's also a recreation of the bathroom from the film Parasite, the first non-English language film to win an Oscar for Best Picture. Then there's the jacket worn by singer Psy in the music video of Gangnam Style, which back in 2012 was the first YouTube video ever to reach a billion views. The objects serve as a reminder of just how prevalent South Korean culture has become on the global scene. The phenomenon is called Hallyu, or the Korean wave in English. Curator Christina Yuyu is the chair of Asian art at the MFA.
I think Korean culture, on the one hand, is history, it's traditional value. You know, there's the Confucius value about, you know, family values, friendship, education. But on the other hand, you have this fast-paced lifestyle, you have innovation, and you have a commerce.
Tradition and innovation sometimes find harmony and sometimes clash in South Korea, as they do in other parts of the world.
What's so unique about Korea is this story is told so well through so many different mediums, you know, and the existence of infrastructure that's behind all this, you know, entertainment industries to make all these creators to be able to tell these stories well.
Thanks to the booming technological and media industries in South Korea, it's a dynamic that has been on display for an eager global audience. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Solon Kelleher.
Can you feel it? Whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa.